It's the Aristocrats with Derek.
I hope you rock a burnt onion. That's why we're here, asshole.
Matt.
I got shit stains in my socks.
Yeah.
Steve.
The McRib only comes out after, like, human disasters.
And Kevin.
You may be living on prayer, but I'm living in a hotel because my house is half gone.
I like these calm little moments before the storm. It reminds me of Beethoven.
All right, let's shoot this fucker.
All systems go.
Everybody.
Yo.
It's the Aristocrats. Aristocratsradio.com is the website. I'm Derek, with me as always is Matthew.
Oh, we're here again?
Yeah, we can. We have Kevin.
Hey, you. Get your damn hands off her.
I like how you use the megaphone and you're gentle.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like when he uses his mega cock.
You think I'm some sloppy wet kike for you to fuck?
I think you're getting the things mixed up.
Well, wait, what, really?
It's Thursday. Can't believe all the crazy things that happened on Wednesday. The thing with the thing.
Yeah. There was that
tell the future past.
Yeah.
We all found out that school shooting was fake.
Like, yeah.
That
was, I can't believe Obama just came on the news like that. It was just like, want everyone to know? Newton shooting. It was all staged.
Well, did you see the
it
rest?
Was a work.
Did you see the rest of it?
And, he was talking about the Wayne Newton shooting that happened in Vegas.
Well, then he's standing there on stage and he goes, well, now I have all your guns and all your money. So you're all fucked.
Except for Derek, who abide by all the rules and supported me even though he didn't vote.
And then Derek walked out. They high-fived.
Yeah, exactly.
Went and played basketball together. Or
that's right.
Derek, a little left-hand shake for you, my friend.
Left-handed shake.
And I accepted it. And I got a purple heart for some reason. I don't know.
Because of your bloody bowels.
It's over there in the box somewhere. Mm. I just found out. Did you know JFK had colitis?
Did he?
What? Oh.
Yes, JFK.
Did you know that his son didn't take a shower before his flight? You know why?
Why?
Because he figured he'd wash up on shore.
Yeah.
Yeah,
yeah,
he's dead.
Yeah, so JFK. And also some broad on private practice.
Mm. Actually, I know a couple people have colitis, and none of them have the issues you do.
Well, I have it pretty bad.
Yeah, well, no, you don't.
Yeah, I do.
It's fine.
It's fine today.
It's all in your head.
Okay. Just like my allergy to cats.
What?
Aristocrat Pat always told me that my allergy to cats was all in my head.
I can believe that.
No.
Yeah, you're like a little twat.
No, you want to know why?
What'd you say?
You're like a little twat. Like, you get a little sniffly around a cat, and then you're like, I can't come over, you have a cat.
Well, no, I think the first time Derek ever came over my house, he was sneezing and itchy and everything.
And at that time, I had no idea.
He did not have a cat. So
I think he was just allergic to you.
I just Googled famous people with colitis.
Oh, yeah. Boy.
And
there's a whole list.
They all suck.
There's a whole list here.
They're all bad.
There's a whole A-list.
Well, because you know what happens.
Tony Snow.
Who's that?
Oh, Anthony Kiedis?
Isn't that that?
No, that's the guy from Inform.
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
Remember, well, that's Tony Flo. Bam. I lick it, boom, boom, down.
I'm going to call this in my blah, blah, blah.
Tony Flo is Anthony Kiedis.
Oh.
Is that his real name?
No, it was a gimmick that he had in the 70s.
Well, that sounds good. Mm-hmm.
Michael Bush.
No.
Yes.
Michael Shaw?
Marvin Bush.
George Bush's brother.
Yes.
Yeah, he was a, no, it was Jeb Bush.
Yeah, he's the other guy.
14 foods to avoid if you have colitis.
Ooh.
Derek eats all 14.
Mm. I sure do. Dairy, coffee, alcohol.
Really?
Yeah.
Beans.
Beans.
So you have it really bad because you make it really bad.
I kind of
do. Beans, coffee, tea, dairy, broccoli.
Makes you fart.
Yeah, but you don't touch vegetables, I can tell.
Strawberries.
From your 8-foot wide butt.
Anything with seeds. Corn and mushrooms.
Yeah, the seeds kind of rip apart your intestines.
And seeds aren't really good for anybody.
Yeah. So pretty much everything.
Mm-hmm. Creamy foods.
I do stay away from creamy foods. I don't want to eat anything with like heavy cream.
What's that gimmick, that fucking gimmick that Brock Lesnar had?
A giant sword tattooed on his chest. It looks like a cop.
No, the thing that
looks like
in
he's tit fucking himself all
yeah,
the time.
Yeah, he had something.
What the fuck was that called? What is it that he had? He's in the hospital
some
for a couple
ulcer
times.
Ulcer or something.
Oh, diverticulitis.
Yes. Yeah, that's caused from seeds.
Yes.
Getting lodged in your intestine.
Yeah. So he has like a poppy seed bagel, and all of a sudden he can't fucking
fight,
wrestle, or fight in the MMA.
Then
yeah.
He tests positive for opium.
Did he?
The poppy seeds.
Yeah. That happened to a guy.
I just know he's had miles of intestines pulled out.
Did he?
Miles.
Yeah.
He actually had stuff pulled out? It was that bad?
Yeah.
Wow.
You know, miles, he almost died, actually. Remember last show? I mean, two shows ago.
You're talking about Monday?
No, the show before that.
No, last week.
Oh, the tour before. Oh, okay, yeah.
10 days ago.
I brought up that I have, you know, I have favorites of things that I don't discuss or eat.
Yeah,
even.
Yeah.
Like
legumes,
sesame bagels are my favorite bagels.
Really?
Yet I never get them or talk about them.
Well, you like to keep them special.
I guess that's what it is.
Yeah.
But I've been eating them again lately. But
I don't
know.
Like
it's
bad
weird.
For
why do
anything?
I do that?
I don't know. Why do you like? It's like, oh, I'm getting bagels. You want anything? Yeah, just give me a plain.
God. I would always get. You know what it is? I'd always get wheat or like the multigrain ones.
Which are just as bad for you as a fucking plain one.
Well,
come
the
on.
Wheat ones are better than two.
They make them like a little browner, and they're like, ah, it's wheat.
Now, if anybody's listening that cares, browner. Wheat is still better than multigrain. Good.
Discuss.
Talk amongst yourselves. I'll give you a topic. Wheat is better than multigrain.
Like I was telling my wife that like the cheese-filled coffee cupcake that I would love to just have that as my birthday cake.
I was telling your wife she better invite me over the house again because this is getting a little ridiculous.
Well, she's starting to like you a little bit more.
I can't deal with this. I can't deal with rejection.
See, my friends, which are basically the few people I have in the room right here, are welcome at my house anytime.
Like, I know. You don't need they just invites. Walk in.
You don't need invite there.
No invite needed.
No invite necessary.
I'm just like, what are you guys doing? They're like, nothing.
Yeah,
just having sex.
When I say nothing, that means come on over until we have sex.
No. Oh. Mm-hmm. We're doing. Speaking of donuts, even though we were talking about bagels.
Ooh, sorry, what's your favorite donut?
My favorite donut. It's got to be chocolate glazed.
I hate the way you say chocolate.
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 You talk like you have a donut in under your tongue.
What do you want me to say?
Sublingual donuts.
Yeah.
Chocolate?
No, it's chocolate.
Chalk.
It's not.
Chalk.
It's really
chocolate.
Not
no,
chocolate.
I'm not saying that. You guys are jumping the gun.
Chocolate.
Chocolate.
You just said chocolate.
Chocolate.
Hang on. Let
it's
me
not
say
chocolate.
It. Let me say it.
Chocolat.
Chocolate.
That's the best way you've ever said it. Usually you say chocolate.
I do. I say chocolate.
It is pronounced chocolate.
No. You're saying it with like an A.
No.
Chocolate.
Well, how about chocolate? How about
yes.
That? Not chaw. C-H-A-W.
Or the way you used to say.
Fucking Jersey Yankee accent.
Hot chocolate.
Chocolate. You want some chocolate?
Chocolate.
It's C-H-O-C, which is chalk.
No, it's choke.
No, it's not.
It's hot chocolate.
You're saying choclette?
Is it a French word?
Chocolat?
Isn't it a French word?
Chocolat.
Chocolat.
Well, let's go to... let's see how Wikipedia says it.
That's what I used to call my fans the chocolates.
I hate people that are smart that enunciate correctly.
Chocolate.
Ow. What the fuck was that?
Ow.
Chocolate.
It almost
chocolate.
Said chuck.
No, it's happen? Chocolate. Chocolate.
Chocolate.
Is that all you, right, God?
That guy's retarded, whoever said that.
Yeah. Chuck.
Anyway, chocolate. What is your favorite chocolate. Donut?
Chocolate glazed.
Chocolate glazed.
So the chocolate on chocolate.
No, it's chocolate donut with a glaze on it.
Oh,
not the chocolate
okay.
On top.
The one that like normally that. Adds like the sprinkles thrown on it, too.
Yeah, I don't do the sprinkles or the extra layer of chocolate.
What's your favorite donut, man?
Used to be the honey dip. But
honey dip,
bear claws.
Yeah, honey dip donut.
Just the glaze, you're saying?
Yeah. Whoa.
Sorry.
But then I started getting into the Boston cream.
Oh yeah.
I don't like anything with a filling.
Oh yeah, man, now I like it.
You give me a Boston cream, man.
Mm.
Stick my fingers in it.
Wait, is that what you're gonna go with, Kev? A Boston?
Yeah,
cream?
Oh hell yes.
Yeah.
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 It is the superior donut.
In Philadelphia,
Steve, honey dip donuts.
Yeah, my favorite is actually the French crawler.
There was a Dunkin' Donuts in Philadelphia that super glazed their donuts for some reason.
I love super glazing too.
And like where the glazing was like a 16th of an inch thick.
Oh yeah,
it was so good.
Like it would, like, well, you could almost cancel school for it.
You'll see.
I would what?
You can almost cancel school for it.
Yes. I would.
Yeah.
Those are honey dipped?
Yeah,
those just look like glazed.
I guess, but they're honey dipped is like the what they're called.
Oh, so you like a glazed donut.
Yeah, but the, right. These are, quote, honey dipped donuts.
Well, he likes chocolate glaze without the chocolate. Mm-hmm.
Where are they from?
I don't know. What company is this?
But like, what would they be called in Dunkin' Donuts?
Honey dipped.
No,
honey dipped.
No.
I don't think Dunkin'
Donuts.
I'm
pretty sure I've seen.
Well, Matt, I could go on. I could go in your defense. There you're not much of a junk food eater.
Not really.
Like, you'd rather have four burgers instead of a burger and a
sure.
donut.
Well, here's the thing. If I went to Dunkin' Donuts and I got
These are called Cane's Donuts.
Like from Hellfire and Brimstone?
Mm-hmm. That's got to be glazed. There's a lot of them.
If I got a glazed donut from Dunkin' Donuts and I gave it to you, would you be like, oh, honey dip donut?
I don't know. Depends.
Is it the same thing? Do you want? Is there a difference?
Isn't there one that just has it on one half?
What?
No, that's crazy. People donuts.
No, yeah, you're talking there's crazy. Donuts that like it almost, if you could put it down, it would look like a cake. Where you have the donut dough, and then you just have, like, half of it. There's just glaze one side.
They're crazy people donuts.
Why were they called that?
I don't know. That was somebody's bit. Brian Regan or something.
Who the fuck is that?
Where, you don't know who Brian Regan is?
No.
Why? Don't even bother.
Going back to my previous statement, French crawler is my favorite donut.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Especially every once in a while, they'll dip them in chocolate. Okay? And those are even better. But I'll only touch an old-fashioned.
Really?
Yeah.
Old-fashioned donut?
To me, for some reason, in my mind, I have it convinced that it's healthier.
No, it's not. But I'll eat an old-fashioned if it's the last one and I'm hungry. I just feel like gnawing on something.
Mm. Now, remember the boxes of donuts that have like the three? Like it had the white powder, then the cinnamon.
Yeah.
White powder.
And then the chocolate?
Mm. Yeah.
I ate an entire box one time in one sitting.
Yeah.
What's wrong
with
you? When I was skinny.
Yeah.
I was like 145 pounds.
Delicious.
What's worse, donut-wise, than the fucking powdered donuts?
Oh God,
ugh. I can eat.
You know,
I can eat a box of them.
I do like.
It takes time though.
It's terrible.
Are you talking about the donut?
What,
holes?
You saying they're bad or they're
I
good?
I think they're bad.
What, the little donuts? The little powdered ones that come in like the little plastic, like crinkly.
Oh yeah. I don't want to eat dry cake covered in powder.
Those are awesome.
It's disgusting.
That's the laundry.
Okay,
I'd rather snort that.
Those are, because they're like a little, there's like a moisture to them when you pick them up.
Yeah. And if you dunk them in milk, it's even better.
No.
I do like the coffee cake donuts.
No, you just eat it. You just shove them down your gullet.
Eat it.
Crumb top donuts.
You just fit as many as you can on your finger and then just let them down the hatch.
Clutch says he's a junk food connoisseur. And Dunkin' Donuts calls those donuts glazed donuts.
Yeah, I've never heard of a honey dipped.
Me neither.
Honey dip.
Like when I say
I mean, I've heard
when
the
you
term.
Say honey dip,
yeah.
I think of like literally
actual honey. Yeah.
Literally.
Yep.
Literally dunked in honey.
Yes, exactly. Just like fucking liquefied sugar that solidifies into.
Well, that would be a glazed.
Yeah. But honey dip. Specifically honey dip.
Well, to me, which is why old fashions are healthier than everybody else.
Well, yeah, it doesn't have the extra sugar on it.
Yeah,
so technically, yes.
Yeah, exactly.
But
so which is why
if you're sitting down eating a donut, chances are you don't mind if there's some sugar, extra sugar or glazing on it.
What I'll do is, like at my job, a lot of times, for some reason, I guess stereotypically, people think that us custodians love donuts. So like we'll set up a.
I got you guys donuts.
We'll set up an event, and they'll give us the cardboard container of coffee, and if you know the whatever dozen donut box. And I'll eat like a half of an old fashioned and throw the other half out, and then I'll chew a French crawler and then spit it in the garbage.
Wow.
Yeah.
You're French a spitter?
Delicious.
Yeah, I'm a.
Oh my God.
We've talked about this in the past.
I'm trying to bring it up again. Like
technically, it's bulimia. Technically, yes. It is.
You're the worst bulimic I've ever seen.
Yeah, I don't actually swallow it. Puke. I just puke it before I swallow it.
That's the thing. Even girls do that. They chew it and then they spit it out to get the flavor. That's like the worst. I wouldn't be able to do that. I would go in the garbage and take it out and swallow it. And be like, no, it just doesn't feel right.
I don't need the satisfaction of it being in my belly. You don't taste it anymore.
That's what I need, though. I need it in my stomach. That's my problem. It's not just the taste. Otherwise, I would just chew the fucking gum that tastes like, you know, ice cream. I need, like, the food in my stomach. That's
By
why
the way,
I eat fast.
You just reminded me. My wife went to Best Market, local reference, and for some reason she says they're obsessed with wafers there. Like, every end cap has some kind of wafer.
It's just a wafer thing.
And she picked up one today. I think it was supposed to be just chocolate, but it tastes like chocolate ice cream in the ice cream cone. Like, you're eating a cone. Yeah, it's delicious.
I got some K-Cups from this company, and they make chocolate glazed coffee.
Delicious.
It just tastes like coffee going down, and then afterwards you're like, oh.
Then you turn into a blueberry.
Glazed donut. And then I turn to a chocolate glazed donut.
Can we just get the sound effect of that guy, the kid saying chocolate, and just play it anytime somebody wants to say that word?
Well,
just point, and then chocolate. No, just from now on.
From now on.
Yeah.
Chocolate. If it's up, I'll point to you. I'm ready
chocolate.
To say something.
Just chocolate.
Let me know when you're ready.
I'll be ready in a minute.
Chocolate.
You don't need it. Matt can do it.
Chocolate.
Chocolate. Okay, Steve. Chocolate. What were you saying, Steve?
Well,
chocolate
gives me heart palpitations, but I'm really in the mood for some hot
chocolate.
You mean like the beverage? Hot
chocolate.
Oh.
You know, Mark Henry had a gimmick called sexual
chocolate.
Yeah, I'm a lot more of a fan of mocha than I am
mocha. Now, if I was a girl, I would never touch a penis that is as dark as
chocolate.
Unless, because if I was a chick, I'd be a big fan of white
chocolate.
I'm actually a big fan of white
chocolate.
I don't mind the white
chocolate,
especially the macadamia version.
Now those, I'll just suck the
chocolate
off of the nut and then get rid of the nut because I can't eat a nut.
Faggot!
I don't
definitely
like nuts.
Swallow a few nuts.
Well, that's different.
Did you ever see the movie Charlie and the
Chocolate
Factory?
I did. Two versions.
Yeah,
Charlie and the
Chocolate
Factory.
Willy Wonka.
Willy Wonka and the
Chocolate.
Oh, and then Charlie and. And the what?
Chocolate
Factory.
Okay. That's right. There's two of them.
Wasn't there a movie just called
Chocolate?
That was Chocolat.
Oh, okay.
With Johnny Depp.
Oh, in both?
He was also in Charlie and the
Chocolate
Factory.
So, I don't know why it's funny, but it is.
With graham crackers. I prefer
chocolate
graham crackers over regular ones.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I do prefer
chocolate
shakes.
You got a point.
Dumbass.
You're the one that made it up. I haven't pointed yet.
See, now, I prefer vanilla over.
See, now, I like
over
to
chocolate
shakes.
Oh. Sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off there,
you
Steve.
You stepped over, Steve.
I didn't mean to step on your
yeah, and you're controlling.
Chocolate.
And you're controlling the button.
I know. They don't know that. But, see, I'll go to, I'm not like a huge
chocolate
fan. But when I go to Friendly's, I will get a forbidden
chocolate
sundae
and
with
I like,
the marshmallow.
I also like the triple
chocolate
meltdown.
Yes,
from
Applebee's. Yes.
Yeah.
Now I really wish when I wiped, my shit tasted like
chocolate.
Because then I would just eat it instead of putting it in the toilet bowl.
Now you just get ridiculous.
Because sometimes my
chocolate.
Shit looks like
chocolate,
and it's pretty gross.
Yeah.
I did send you guys live video feed of my
chocolate
shit going in the bowl.
Yeah, you did. Live video feed. Live. How is it live?
Live feed.
You stream that.
You FaceTimed me.
Wow.
Yeah.
Why don't we ever do that? We have a fucking...
Wait.
iPhones.
It works with the 4G,
Ken,
right?
When you first got Lucy...
I think it does now.
First got Lucy.
I didn't think you were going to name her Lucy. Like, I thought you were going to name her...
Chocolate.
But I wasn't... Yeah, I was... Let's take it back. You said her name was Lucy.
I thought that Lucy was going to be a
chocolate
lab.
But you know what I heard? FaceTime does not work with the
chocolate
phone.
Well, no, why would it?
It's not even an Apple product.
I heard that doesn't work. I'm not lying.
And out of all the
chocolate
that you can eat, I prefer dark.
Chocolate.
See, I hate dark.
Chocolate.
Yeah, me neither.
I like a nice Cadbury milk.
Chocolate.
I don't mind milk.
Chocolate.
but dark
chocolate
is so healthy for you.
No, it's not. Why do you think everything's healthy?
Dark.
It's friggin'
chocolate.
Is bitter.
No.
It is bitter.
Well, dark
chocolate
has a lot of antioxidants.
So what? Drink some fucking grape juice if you want antioxidants.
When you just said drinks, that does strike a serious question. Do they make a dark
chocolate
drink? You can make your own.
Oh, that would be disgusting.
Yes,
why?
They do.
Do they?
Yeah, sure. Mm. Like, I'm a bit health conscious today, so I'm going to drink some dark
chocolate.
I saw they have bags of dark
chocolate
M&Ms. I want to try those.
All right.
That sounds disgusting.
So quick question.
Yeah.
You're looking to fill your need for a
chocolate
beverage.
Yes.
Do you go Yoo-hoo or Nesquik?
Yoo-hoo.
Yeah.
Yeah,
Nesquik's
can I actually add the third one in there?
What's that?
Hang on, I fucking just slipped my mind.
Not Bosco because it's gross.
No. What the fuck is the other? What's the other
chocolate
powdered drink mix that they have out there?
Ovaltine?
Yes.
That's not really chocolate though, right?
But it's delicious.
Oh.
Fucking blew it.
That's it. Bit's over.
Bit ruiner. You can
just
delete the file.
I'm closing it right now.
Yes.
Matt killed the bit.
He created and killed the bit.
Good.
But no, I do prefer Ovaltine. It's delicious. And it's packed with vitamins and minerals.
Ovaltine's not bad, but that's a
be
malt.
Be sure to drink your Ovaltine?
I
shut it off. You killed it. No, you killed it.
It's a malt beverage.
But anyway, what this was all going to is that Dunkin' Donuts has infiltrated the West Coast. It is returning to Los Angeles. And
wow. How did they get rid of it?
I don't know. I guess it just didn't do well there. And they have the Krispy Kreme there. It's big over
there.
That's
right.
We don't really have Krispy Kremes here. We have it in the stores, but we don't have Krispy Kreme joints.
Yeah, it's not the same. Do you guys watch the show Duck Dynasty?
No.
Well, you're gay for that.
Yeah, no, I watch it. It's got that guy Todd Duck, and he created duck calls or something.
All right, well, close.
Todd.
But
yeah, it's a phone for ducks where they call each other.
Does it come from Obama?
Waka waka. I know Donald Duck.
Could you do that again?
No,
but say you're fired.
No, that's the only thing I could say is Donald Duck.
You didn't even say Donald Duck. You just went Bafooey or something.
Bafooey. That's what he says.
Go ahead. Well, anyway, they have a hot donut eating contest, and I just want a hot donut for some reason. Never had a hot donut?
Like fresh out of the oven donut?
Oh, yeah.
Or like a sexually attractive donut.
Yeah.
Oh, give me that donut. Apparently the oldest guy had like 28.
I think,
oh God.
I think if you put a jelly donut, in the microwave for like 30 seconds and then fuck it, it'd probably be great.
Dude, we all completely skipped jelly donuts.
I had
They're
one this morning.
They're not that good.
Not a fan.
They're
of
probably
donuts.
Their most popular.
From Dixie Lee.
Oh, wonderful place.
Yeah, I had black and white cookie and jelly donut from Dixie Lee.
Black and white cookies. Which side do you eat first?
The white.
Me too.
The superior side.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. The blacks are on the back of the box.
I always make sure that I hold the cookie so the white side's up. Mm-hmm. All right, jelly donuts. Fighting sugared or powdered?
Powdered.
Oh, sugared? See, I'm a sugared jelly fan.
It's not a jelly donut fan.
Mm. But anyway, Krispy Kreme is looking to grow as Dunkin' Donuts is.
They're growing, all right.
Yeah.
So are they going to merge with Starbucks or something?
They are planning to have 1,300 locations by 2017.
That's a lot.
Wasn't Krispy Kreme
they
on
only
the
have
verge
740
of bankruptcy?
Stores right now. I'm sorry, what?
I thought Krispy Kreme was on the verge of bankruptcy like 2 years ago. And then they had somebody buy the Twinkie or something.
When I worked at Pathmark.
You're getting things mixed up.
Yeah.
When I worked at Pathmark, we had a sudden influx of Krispy Kreme. And I thought they were like taking over our store.
Really?
Because the boxes were just everywhere. Like tie-in items. You're like, oh, buying bleach, here's a Krispy Kreme donut. Oh, buying frozen peas, here's a Krispy Kreme donut.
Why not?
Oh, going to the bakery, buy some of our stuff. And here's a Krispy Kreme donut. They were all over the place.
I tried a, what I would call a glazed.
They were fucking
Krispy Kreme donut. It was too much.
Yeah,
it was too. I had like a quarter of it. I'm like, I can't eat this.
Yeah.
It was too much.
And
it
that's
was
surprising.
Like too sweet.
And you're like Dr. Diabetes over here.
Dr. Diabetes.
Dr. Diabetes. It's a new soda. I love it.
It's just liquefied Krispy Kreme donuts.
Yes. Yeah.
Ooh.
It comes out in chunks.
That sounds good.
Well, it's just the glaze from Krispy
Diabetes.
Diabetes.
gave her the D.
Oh.
So look out for a Krispy Kreme opening near you.
Yeah, I can't eat those either.
The only thing I've had is their glazed donut, and it was very, very sweet.
Honey dip, Derek.
What is your favorite bagel? Well, I already said mine was sesame.
I like a plain. I like a warm, light plain. Cream as in, cheese. Like, not cooked a lot. Like, I need it light. I don't like it when it's dark and hard.
Mm-hmm.
I like it light. Ooh. I like it soft. And I like it where you put butter on it. Oh, and it just,
yeah.
It soaks it all.
Slides, yeah.
Yeah, it, like, drips out as you squeeze it when you're biting it.
And then I fuck it.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Then you did fuck it.
Matt, same with you, plain?
Plain with cream cheese.
Okay.
Can't do cream cheese.
But soft, you know, very fresh.
If I'm going
soft.
Cream yeah. cheese, cinnamon raisin. If I'm getting like a pork roll sandwich, I usually go everything or egg bagel.
I can have an everything. I like an everything. It's weird. I can't have like a poppy seed or an onion or anything. But you give me an everything and I'll eat the shit out of it, which doesn't make any sense.
And now with all this food talk, now's a perfect time to propose to Matt the business we want to run with the pork roll and a little coffee truck.
Why are you proposing it to me?
Oh, so you can propose it to Nit to give us the money for it.
What is this now?
Remember we were talking about getting maybe renting the land right next to the hot dog guy?
Oh, vaguely. What we were going to put on it?
Just pork roll sandwiches and coffee.
I don't remember pork roll sandwiches.
Yeah.
Does that work?
I don't know. What's going on?
Work. Let's see if
Kevin just showed me.
See, Matt, like,
put it on camera.
We were all talking. It was a little while ago, but. Matt, could you imagine parking right next to the G&G hot dog truck?
Oh, I can imagine.
And just...
All right, here we go. Zoom in.
Matt, and can you imagine just strictly selling...
What is that?
You can go a little closer, Kev. Up. There we go. Perfect.
So it's a guy. Ooh. It's a guy.
Duck one punch fat kid.
Kev, do you have Parkinson's real. Or something? What the hell is
going
on?
Dude, I'm fucking kneeling and trying to reach at the camera.
He's T-bowing it.
I have too much shit going on. I don't want to
get
it.
Guys, I just did a sports reference, okay?
T-bowing it.
Yeah.
T-Bowie?
Pretty good.
T-Bowie.
Tim T-Bow.
So, imagine.
I'm sorry, Clutch, it's not Taylor Ham, it's Pork Roll.
Yeah, Clutch is gay with that.
Yeah.
He said that to me before. But, Matt, can you imagine?
it's gay. Anyway.
He said that to me before, anyway, he's fucking gay.
So, could you imagine parking next to that G&G hot dog truck
with just pork roll
sandwiches?
No, what I do is I imagine parking next to the G&G truck, getting out of my car, and purchasing some hot dogs. That's what I imagine.
Eating them.
But, like,
and then going home and crying on the toilet.
You'd make a killing. You'd probably double with that guy.
You'd
makes.
Probably be killed because the guy would kill you.
Yes.
No,
anyway, he owns that whole.
Yeah, he'd pull out his AR-17 and you'd be dead.
Yes.
No, you'd have to ask him to rent the land with him. Like, say, hey, look,
he
park next to you.
He wouldn't. He makes so much money. He doesn't need anybody doing that.
Well, right now, we have the fucking cinnamon snail bullshit. I hate that thing. I hate that as much as I hate Vern Troyer.
Didn't they contact us and say that they were going to, like, give us some food or somebody was going to give us food? Or Jeff Cannonball was going to give us food?
Yeah, no. Actually, we should do that pretty soon. That'd be pretty cool.
That was like weeks ago.
Oh, it actually was more up to us, I guess.
What? I don't even...
Cannonball has a friend of his that is a vegan chef.
Okay.
Right.
And he said that he would want to come on the show and cook us vegan food.
And sicken us?
No, he says that he can guarantee that we will enjoy... Some of it, and one dish in particular, we'd probably vomit. But
we will all be instantly gay.
I will move the show up to the kitchen, and we will do the show on the island, and he can cook for us.
Yeah. Let's do it.
We'll do it.
Just do the show on the island all the time.
That would be fantastic. Get your parents
really
to leave.
Hang out with your parents. Let's get them on microphone.
Yeah, we really should infiltrate up there. Yeah, move them down here.
I mean, they won't say much. Every once in a while, you hear a...
What the fuck was that?
But, dude, that would be fantastic. We should actually do that. Imagine setting the cameras up and us just sitting around at the island like a bar. That'd be awesome.
Yeah. Just go to a bar.
Just film from there.
Yeah, fuck it.
Yeah, we had that idea, too, that everyone...
Find a bar that has Wi-Fi.
So I'll talk to Cannonball about that, see if we can get that together.
We'll move that upstairs, and we'll make a little night of it. He can cook for us, and we'll see how it is.
Even if we have to record it on, like, a Friday night or a Thursday night. You know, something.
I'm sure he's not busy on a Sunday night.
It's true. I'm just saying in general.
The hell is he going to do?
Well, I'm more concerned with your parents being pushed out of the living room.
I wish you and Steve could just come to the warehouse. We can do the show there.
Yeah.
Steve who?
Steve you?
Why not?
I can't go there.
You can't do it.
Why?
I can Skype in from here.
Oh, cool. Great. Hey, guys.
What's
going on?
Why couldn't you do it from there? They got a bathroom.
Yeah, but it's, we it's have not, two. It's not two the place that has now. The bathroom.
It's
the 40-minute drive from here
not
to
even
the place.
What?
But now 40 minutes?
I don't know. I've never been there. I don't know where it is.
It's like 10 minutes.
No.
10
no,
minutes.
No, 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 no.
10
it's, okay. minutes. My best time from leaving from there to getting to Steve's house is 18 minutes. That is my official record.
18 minutes is fine for you.
But from here, probably up to 25.
Yeah, that's a long time.
Mm-hmm. It's not 40, though.
Well, I got some things in the works, okay?
Yeah, okay.
All right.
Okay.
I want to get to Steve's present here.
You're getting your Ooh. Driver's seat converted into a toilet.
Now, Kev yes. got me a gift, or is it a show gift?
No, this is something that I found, and I just wanted to bring it
oh,
out.
He's just going
to
tease him.
Let's get yeah, well, Derek's already announced
well,
it.
Well, I got it. I put it in a Toy Story bag.
Oh, I thought that was what you were giving him.
I think I know it.
Don't say it.
I think I know it.
Now, he already said I can't keep it, so I can only
no,
look at it.
No, you can't keep it. You can only look at it.
You can only touch it, and that's it.
Now,
it's a collector's item.
You gave us a wonderful gift, which was the China porn that everyone is now thoroughly disgusted with. Right, everybody?
I mean, I can still like rub it out to it.
Well, why would you want to?
I mean, I did.
You
what
like,
is going
you
on?
You like that? I was just fucking around.
What is it?
Are you sure there's no fries in the
Why is it? I'm gonna like have a...
Why do you look like you were like... going into
I was about to have like an epileptic fit here.
You're like, am I really moving like that?
No, it was just
see it again?
Going like this. No, I don't want to see it again. Don't do it.
No, why not?
Because I'm about to do something. I don't want to do that.
Oh,
why would you even do that? It's not even an effect. It just looks like the camera's shaking.
Matt's yeah. playing with the video.
Now, when you go through the different fields for the different things that you have going on,
that?
It refreshes, and whatever transition you have selected, it actually transitions you over yourself.
Yeah, we'll stop it.
If you click it,
Anyway, so I was up in my attic, and I found something that's very
my
that's
attic.
Very
my attic.
Means a lot to the show, and I just wanted to bring it out for
I
you.
Knew it. I fucking knew it.
Yes,
I fucking knew it.
This, ladies and gentlemen,
is exactly what I had
is exactly done. The thing that Steve lost his virginity to when he was how old.
I don't know. How
14,
old?
I think.
Now, we no. probably have new listeners. Maybe we should retell the story.
Steve, retell the story.
Give it to him.
Well, no, I mean, you can, if you could, just, no, I don't want to touch
this. I didn't do it. You did it.
I got the transition perfect, by the way. It left Derek's hand, and then I clicked
good.
The other side.
All right, so Steve, as you hold this beautiful child's toy that any child would love to have, especially in 1986 or whenever the hell this was, let us... Tell us what happened with this little Jewish mouse.
Well, I was horny. I was young, like 6, and I felt like having sex.
Okay, because you knew what that was. And
well, I did. Mm-hmm. And Feifel was the closest thing to a human I could have.
Feifel.
Wow.
Well, he was closer in size to Feifel at the time.
I removed Feifel's pants, these blue dungarees he has
Took
on.
Took them off?
Yeah. Dungarees!
And you know.
Yeah.
And I made a slit in the genitalia area, and I had sex with him.
The tail didn't bother you? Didn't make you feel inadequate?
No, the tail was not in the way. And I humped the shit out of this little motherfucker.
Right.
Can you demonstrate for us?
If you really want me to.
Yeah. Like, how did you, like, take...
I mean, I don't want to cut
How did
doll.
You take it to five? Well, you don't have to do that.
You know, a little bit from behind.
Yeah.
A little choking, maybe. Yeah.
This is what you fucked, Steven.
Every six-year-old does. Is this a Five song?
Yes, this is the song from the movie. This is what he's saying.
This is embarrassing.
Yes!
You said this is the greatest gift of the show
this
ever.
This was the best. Come on.
I will go on record and say I would never do it again.
Oh, because I kind of wanted a demonstration.
No. Have sex with me. Come on. This isn't adorable.
It is adorable. But, like, to hug
it
and
is,
cuddle.
It is humanoid. I mean, for all, you know, to be fair, it's not like it's an actual, like, rodent with, like, the legs, like, cocked up behind its ass. It does.
I mean, if I did take this home, it would be in my bed.
Just do me a favor. Put your hand up a little bit.
Yeah.
A little higher up. Don't put your hand where it was.
Like on its dick?
Yeah. This isn't like, you know.
It's dick.
Show me on the doll where you touched
it. Who played the voice of Feifel?
I have no idea.
It's definitely a girl. Sounds molestable.
Molestable.
What's like a
what's Clutch saying about this?
Nothing. He's disturbed.
He's sleeping.
He's Stunned actually silence. He's actually turning off our feed right now.
Philip Glasser was the voice of Fievel Mouskowitz.
Philip Glass?
Their last name was Mouskowitz?
Yeah, Mouskowitz.
Yep. Wow.
Mm-hmm. Phil Glass.
He was born 1978, so he's now 34.
Where'd you find this anyway?
This was in my attic. I told you I had the exact thing. And I was up in the attic, and it was literally just sitting out and like lying on a box. I'm like, yeah, like it just got out like Toy Story style.
Wow. Are you gonna pass it on down to Julia?
No, I'm afraid to. Why? Because every time I look at it or think about it, all I think about is you humping it. Mm-hmm.
Just Steve's
aggressive
face.
He doesn't
want
to walk home and do his son going to town on Fievel.
Just fucking humping it from behind, going, "Oh, you're Fievel."
Or what could be even worse is he could pretend that Fievel is giving it to him. That would be even more disgusting.
I just want to know where the Star of David patch goes.
It's not on there.
Well, thank you, Derek.
Oh, you're welcome.
I'll let him, if you want it,
you can
for the rest of the show.
Yeah, keep him there. We'll see if you get boner or something. It is creepy.
It's really creepy. Mm-hmm.
It's reunited. And don't
Why don't
feel
you give
so
him a
good.
Beer? Sit him next to him. Give him a beer.
Yeah.
Up his ass.
Take him out to a bar. Buy him dinner, finally, after you molested him.
Up the ass.
Yeah. So, anyway. So, there's that.
Every time I sit on Steve's lap, it's like he's raping me all over again.
Pretty gross.
It's not gross. You're gross.
So, Steve, were you expecting that?
No.
No? Good.
As soon as I saw the bag,
I was blown away.
Yeah. Were you, Matt?
Mm-hmm. I was. I had no idea.
You want to blow him?
Mm. Anyway, what?
This is beyond words.
Yeah.
What, that Fievel is sitting in my lap after all these years?
I can't believe I found him.
I'm happy.
I got to tell the truth. I almost bought one to bring in.
Really?
Yeah.
Would you eBay it?
Yeah.
Wow.
They were going for like $50.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm definitely getting that back then.
Yeah. No, you're not.
It's going on eBay.
For my dead, lifeless hands.
For $50, you got it. I'm going to do the old just throw a picture up here.
Tranny.
Nope.
Oh.
And by the way, this girl looks just like somebody we know.
Fievel's mom.
Yes, it does. K-H?
Yes.
Okay.
Very much so.
K-H. Very similar.
Yeah, just a little wider in the face.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
Her name.
A little jowlier.
Yeah. This is over in Britain. Her name is Becky Folkard.
Oh, Bexy.
Yeah. She is a successful senior manager at a wealth management company. She dresses smartly, attends a high-level business meeting in central London, but on March 21st in broad daylight on a London street, grammar school-educated Becky will take hold of a specially designed branding iron measuring 4 inches across and 2 inches wide and made scalding hot by a blowtorch. Wearing a mask over her face and an oversized apron of a slaughterhouse worker, she will then press the brand for several seconds into the bare chest of a man she met only recently over the internet while he is restrained on the ground.
And will she expose what looks like very big tits to him?
There's another
big, pale, veiny English
tits.
Yeah,
you got that.
Body shot there.
Are not as big as I thought, but big nonetheless.
Yeah, they're okay.
Wait, why is she branding him?
Well, I'll get to that.
What is this?
The iron
on Craigslist? What
the
happened?
Iron will smoke as it sears his skin. His skin will blister and weep almost immediately. This guy like went to fucking writing school. And the brand will leave a wound so severe he will be permanently scarred with the numbers on the iron. 269. The reason why they're doing this is because she is a vegan.
Oh, I thought she was a dominatrix.
This is a demonstration against animal cruelty. The number 269 refers to an ear tag on a male calf that was filmed on a dairy farm being ready to be sold for veal or leather.
Derek, would you be willing to get, if I pay for it, a 269 tattooed behind your ear?
No. Behind my ear.
Steve. Being a vegan doesn't do anything for her double chin and her big and her pig gut.
She's eating okay. And these are some of the pictures of these
This is
idiots.
Fucking gay.
The 10-minute demonstration will mirror the same scene from a Tel Aviv in Israel last October, in which the iron is heated, pictured left, and the volunteer is held down, pictured right. The volunteer is burned, pictured left, and shackled like an animal, pictured right, in the demonstration. Now, this is on their body forever.
You know,
fucking dumb.
Where are you going, Steve?
Oh. You know what bothers me, though?
Our newest aristocrat, Fievel, Mouskowitz.
They went to the extent of shaving the guy's chest before they branded
him. Oh, yeah, they don't want to burn his hair.
Yeah, all his hair goes on
that
fire.
That would stink.
It's going to smell bad. Make sure you shave him.
Yeah, the guy's arm, too.
Oh, don't cut my nipple.
Basically,
my nipple.
When I see something like this, uh-huh. It just screams at me, we don't get it.
Yeah.
We just don't get it. This is so symbolic of the stupidity of this concept. Hmm. It's like, great, you don't want to eat meat? Fine. But don't tell other people they can't eat meat. And that's
what
they're
not telling everybody they can't eat meat. They're just fucking putting on a stupid display where they burn a human being to prove to them that eating meat isn't good.
You're right.
See, these guys were meat eaters, and they're punishing them.
Yeah.
No, this is, I mean, come on.
This is this is epic fail right
here. I've seen all the PETA demonstrations.
I love animals.
I've seen the naked women wrapped up in cellophane like they're a piece of meat. Mm-hmm. I enjoy them. They're funny.
Yeah.
You want to throw blood on somebody, that's a little out of line, whatever. Yeah. But if you want to do a demonstration, fine. That's going to be on your body forever.
Yeah.
And it hurts a lot.
And I can't wait until he decides when they, oh, fuck it, just give me a burger.
Yeah.
I know. He's got, I got this fucking thing on my chest forever.
Who cares that much about meat?
You know
what
he can
do?
He can get another brand right above it that says, I want to.
I guarantee this dude isn't even that into the cause. He just thinks this is going to get him laid by this
chick.
It's going
to get him chicks, yeah.
You think so? He's like, dude, if I don't at least get a blowjob from this, fuck.
Oh, God, he actually has the tag on his ear, too.
Yeah.
He has a piercing with a tag that says 269. Ugh.
Now 269 represents what?
There was a video of a cow being readied for slaughter.
Yeah, and that was its ID.
That was its ID.
So there's a good chance that we can get maybe Cannonball to get 269 tattooed on him.
Oh, we should try and do
all
that.
All right, okay.
He'd probably do it.
A little tag?
If we paid for it, he would do it.
Yeah. All right, we'll do that. We'll have him cook us. Have food. His friend cook us food.
While he gets tattooed.
And we'll get a tattoo artist in here to tattoo him while we're doing it.
I'll do it.
Hey, are we still talk about this guy, or can we talk about Britney Spears' side tit?
What?
Little hangy boobly over there.
You want to just go right into that?
Well, fuck it. Braless Britney
Hangly
Spears.
Hangly boobly.
Sure.
Oops, she did it again. Braless Britney Spears reveals side cleavage in a pink leather dress. And
it looks like an apron.
There
it is. Yeah.
Look at that.
That thing is
bag.
Filled with milk.
Filled with milk.
It's engorged.
It is. It's pretty delicious. Hot.
Can we just go on like whatwithtylerdurtondo.com and just look at celebrity naked?
Yeah.
That almost looks like she's wearing like a
there's a lot of pictures.
A slaughterhouse fucking apron.
She does.
Yeah.
That's it. That's all she's wearing.
Then people wonder why these people go crazy. Like there's constantly people fucking
her vagina is eating her underwear.
It is.
I would eat her underwear and her vagina.
She has
vagina.
She looks really good there. Her breasts have...
She looks really good in that wanted picture.
She looks hot here.
Oh, yeah. There's a fucking thing with the
look
guy.
At Condoleezza Pig. Oh, she's
what?
Now, what would you guys do if there was a little shit mark on fucking...
Britney's, so fat, she's Condoleezza
twice.
On Britney
Spears' fucking thigh. Condoleezza twice.
Condoleezza rice and beans.
All right. Would you rather Condoleezza Rice
or that guy right there, fucking Chaz Pennington,
or Hillary Clinton?
Oh my god!
Oh my god!
They're both pretty gnarly.
Oh.
Gnarly.
Well, I don't really like dig the.
It's gone.
Just say it.
Chocolate
chicks. So I would go with Hillary. Dude,
I'll get them both
thing.
And just make an Oreo.
It's not a racist thing. There's just not many colored chicks I'd go for.
Condi Strahan gap doesn't do anything for you?
No. Like, I'd probably want to do Michael Strahan before Condoleezza Rice. That's legit.
Well, at least he's in shape.
Honestly, it definitely is not a racist thing. There's just not many black chicks that turn me on. Like,
I think you're falling in love with that 5-0.
Like, I am taking it home. Beyonce, probably the only one. Aaliyah before she died.
Well,
there's some that I
just really can't think of many.
But not like
Derek, is there like a website like top 50 hottest black chicks?
Yeah, there are sites like that, but they're still probably not going to be.
They're probably run by black guys, and what about, they're different than us.
What about Stacey Dash?
I don't know who that is. That's why it sucks.
You got.
How about?
She's probably the hottest black chick ever.
She is
hotter than Beyonce.
She's very hot. Yes. She was in Clueless.
Yes.
Oh. Yeah. Mm. She's also barely black, by the way.
Barely.
Yeah, that's the best kind.
Yeah.
I don't. Yeah, she, I mean, she wasn't horrible.
No, she's very attractive.
It's just that, like, when I
look at her jumper,
like, all right, I'll probably go out on a limb and say I'm crazy or weird, but like because she was co-starring with like Brittany Murphy
to the right, two over.
And Alicia Silverstone, I can't even look at her seriously.
Oh, sweet.
Oh,
you just got a virus, you dickhead. You fucking sick fuck. Get Dr. Mario
anyway.
In here.
I wouldn't kick her out of the barn.
Dr.
I raped her.
I mean, I guess not. Dude, why are you picking that one? Go back.
Matt wanted to see this.
I just
want to
see because she
Matt was holding for nipple.
No,
back out real quick.
I was going for that one because like she just looks like a tan. All
right, there,
white
right
woman.
Up there, top row, second to the second to the end, top row.
This one.
Second to the end.
Oh, holy! Yeah,
there you go. A little buttocks.
Heart shaped booty.
Yep. You see booty hole.
There we go.
You I almost see her booty hole.
Like, yeah, she's not bad looking at all, but Beyonce's hotter than her.
I would put my wiener between her butt cheeks. Not in, but just between.
So like
a hot dog? Yeah.
Just titty fuck her butt cheeks.
An albino hot dog with a burnt bun. Mm-hmm. Now, obviously, let's pull up Beyonce for fucking argument's sake.
Mm-hmm. All righty.
I think, Derek, this might be the only black chick you'd do.
I'm aware of what she looks like.
No, like you go for like a purely black-looking black woman because even Beyonce tries to pull off some little bit
like
of
white
Caucasian.
Features.
Yeah, because she got to appeal. But no, she's
all right.
She's,
so let's go to the only other black chick that I can think of that I bang, and that's Macy Gray.
Wow,
Macy Gray. I don't even is that her name?
Third one in on the top.
I'm starting to think you were serious, Steve.
Why not? Why wouldn't you bang that?
That, because you called it that.
That does look like the black version of your wife.
Really?
Yeah.
She's even doing the face
without the piercings. You guys hate.
Oh yeah,
this is one I sent a long time because former aristocrat Pat, I think, had an affinity for dark women, right?
Well, he had an affinity for and still does for breasts.
Well,
and
yes, and she had.
That's why me didn't get along so well.
Here, I just sent the link to you for search on Facebook. But this is
the black girls had very accentuated features.
Yeah, this is a purely black woman, and I remember Pat being very, very happy.
Sucking up all the white man's hair. Mm. I don't remember this one.
Yeah, I sent him this, and he was absolutely ecstatic.
Really?
With this one, yeah.
Wait, the fourth one in?
This woman, yeah.
Oh, it's not that bad. She looks like she's kind of like maybe Asian-ish.
She looks like she's one of those rap guys videos.
If you could take that body and put it on any face, and everyone would be like, oh, she's...
No.
Her face isn't
bad. I'm actually looking at her face more than her tits. Yeah.
But she just looks like a black girl.
Yeah.
That's it.
You know what it is? You don't
and
get
just to put this in perspective, he was a really big fan of Queen Latifah.
Oh, yes.
Because
yes.
of her massive, massive breasts.
Yes. Wait, go to the second row, the one with the green outfit all the way up. No.
All the way over.
All the way over. In the nope. Well, yeah. Nope. Yeah.
Yeah.
I guess I'd bang that.
All right. She's airbrushed to shit.
I'd bang that.
I bet her vagina smells like collard greens.
Do black women's pews, or are they afros?
Are they afros?
It just looks like the shitty beards black guys grow.
All patchy.
All muslimy.
We've resorted to.
Muslimy.
I do work with a fellow black guy.
Fellow black guy.
And
one of my brothers, assalamu alaikum.
Dude, like black chicks don't give head. Like they hate it.
Really?
And black guys don't do that either.
Because you can't fry genitals. Yeah,
I mean, I don't. Can't suck the fried skin off genitals.
Oh my goodness!
But I don't know why black chicks don't get good at it. They're not into it. Yeah. I figure with all the rhythm and blues that they can be good at it. Get into
shucking
it.
And jiving.
Yeah,
that's enough racist.
Anyone here have been blown by a black girl?
No, but I want
I don't
to
think
before
I've ever
I die.
Touched a black girl.
Like physically
ever
contact?
In my life. No,
really,
I don't think I've ever made contact.
Really,
where would I?
You're so suburban.
You're the lefty. You should have all the fucking black friends.
I'm not saying I don't want to. I'm just saying that I never have. If there's any black women out there that just want to touch me.
Actions speak louder than words, Derek.
Let's play.
Unfortunately, like
how many black friends do you have?
Let's see.
Zero.
Now, Derek, I got to admit.
Well, hang on. Let's play this. How many black people are in this area?
A lot.
Seven.
So,
and we know where they are at all times.
So, listen. I'm going to give you a good goddamn reason why no black chicks ever touched you.
Okay.
Because you are the epitome of why black people hate white people.
Well, go on.
You know, it's weird that you say that because I did room with a black guy. And one time I was walking down the
you
street.
You were in jail?
Yeah. I was walking down the street and these two brothers like were eyeing me up. Like I was walking behind them and I was walking much faster than them. Because, you know, they had nowhere to go.
So to save your ass, your black roommate comes up and just has you hold his pocket.
Shuffling no. around.
I was just walking. And
well,
walking
the normal
really
white
fast.
Man strut is a lot quicker than the black swag.
Yeah, so they were swaggering down the street and I was walking just doop, 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 doop. And they just kind of like turn around and give me this look. And they both kind of just separated and let me walk between them. Mm-hmm. And they just gave me this weird look. Now, at the time...
Oh, yeah, they already had your wallet by then.
Yeah. No, believe me. It was right in my hand.
It was in his underwear.
I was wearing all black. I was wearing one of these shirts with the black dicky pants. I had the black shoes. And my hair, well, I had hair, and it was bleach blonde. And I asked my roommate, how come, you know, black people are weird about me? And he said, you look like the white devil. Like, the white devil. Like, if there was a white devil, it would look like you. He goes, you're white. You're wearing all black. Your hair is like fucking bright yellow. He goes, you're the white devil. That's why they look at you like that.
Meanwhile, so, you're willing to give them food and stuff.
I guess so. So, yeah. So what you're saying is right. I'm basically the white
well,
devil.
Well, no. It's because you're like a nerdy hipster type in the Star Wars.
Hipster!
Yeah. Your hipster frames. We covered that now 2 shows ago.
So confused.
You're into Star Wars and the Death Star and all that shit. So
The Death Star.
Yeah. Yes.
I'm into the Death Star.
There isn't many black chicks or black folk that are into Star Wars. Being that like Mason Windu is the only black guy.
Mason Windu.
Well, I'll let Billy D. Williams know the bad news.
Free Mason Windu.
Yeah. Everett Washington. We're getting into news, by the way.
Is he black?
A 50-year-old Everett woman is accused.
Oh, Everett Washington isn't the name.
Is accused
Everett Washington
of smothering her boyfriend by lying on his face. Mm-hmm.
I think I know why.
Witnesses said the woman had her chest on the victim's face.
Big boom boom.
Oh. The sheriff's office document said deputies said they were called to the Airport Inn trailer park at 12:45 a.m. Sunday for a report of a disturbance where medics were performing CPR on a 51-year-old man.
Big boobies.
Medics took the man to Swedish Hospital in Edmonds. This place is weird. Where he was pronounced dead. Police said that the addition to the victim, a man and 3 women were at the scene, all of whom were heavily intoxicated. One of the women, Donna Lang, lived in the mobile home. Witnesses said the evening in the couple's mobile home, the 2 incidents were their couple was heard arguing. And in one incident, the woman was throwing down her boyfriend in the back of a mobile home. And the victim was heard telling Lang to get off of him.
Oof. Off of?
Yes.
It says that?
Yeah. Get off of him.
Get off of?
Yeah.
It really says that.
Get off? Yes. Get wow. off of him.
It's terrible.
Why?
Because it's not right.
Oh, sorry.
What should it say?
Get off him. Oh. You don't need of.
grammar Nazi.
Don't. That's like 101 right there.
Wow.
That person shouldn't be writing anything.
Because of that mess up.
They should be fucking putting strikes on the wall in prison right now.
Now, hang on a second.
Maybe they were quoting.
Hang on a second. Is it?
Could be.
Which is worse? The fact that I didn't know that was a problem or the fact that Matt did?
I didn't know it was a problem.
Off of? You don't remember that in English class?
So he was smothered in tits, huh?
You're never supposed to do that.
So he was smothered in tits. But we're going to talk about grammar.
Yeah.
A 51-year-old man was beaten to death with boobs.
I'm just jealous that I wasn't.
Well, by a 51-year-old woman?
Why not?
There's so much tin on my face.
Now, Derek, do you think maybe you could maybe smother Matt with your tits?
Maybe.
Big Scottish tits.
That's why I keep going to that, because we have that big Scottish tits.
Deputies said witnesses told them Lang was later found on top of the victim with her chest on his face. She was just lying there.
Yeah. She had to be pretty big.
Oh, yeah. A later photograph would appear to be hair in the victim's hand that was the same color as Lang's hair. He was just ripping her hair out.
The same color as Lang's nipple hair.
Yes. In his mouth. He appeared to have she apparently had to have a recent injury to her face, and the victim appeared to have a recent injury to his hands and face. So he was, they were just going at it, and she just fucking lied on him and
that's
killed
hot.
Him.
That's hot.
Laid on him.
True. So you. She smothered him to death.
Can't argue with that.
They were drunk. Documents indicated the victim was 5'7", weighed about 175 pounds. Lang is 5'6" and weighs 192 pounds.
And 92 pounds is her tits.
She was a hefty woman.
Is there a picture of her?
No.
Yeah, pull up that, that
chocolate.
That broad from before.
From before? Oh, you mean Monday.
Right, yeah. On a previous episode is what I meant.
EP.
That's a callback. Yeah. From a couple of days ago.
Now, if you had a choice of how you were going to die, would that be one of them?
No, because that's a horrible death.
What, smother?
I don't care what it is on your face.
You don't want to smother.
She poked me back yet.
Would you rather drown or smother?
Neither. They're both horrible.
Would you rather drown in liquid hot magma?
Drown. There's no D at the end.
Or
burn.
He did say that.
Liquid hot
magma.
No,
we didn't. You can listen to it back. I did not say drowned.
You did.
I said drown.
Drown, no.
No,
you didn't. Yes, I did. And so would you rather drown in water or would you be smothered by tits?
I don't know. They're both pretty horrible ways to die.
No, they're not. Smothered by tits, that would be full fantasy.
That is
no,
heavenly.
Would, you're dying.
Doesn't matter. Like, you're dying with a wonderful
matter.
Death.
You would go to heaven with a boner.
Yeah.
And you'd end up on a shitty podcast. People yeah. making fun of you.
That's fine. At least to be recognized for something.
That's true.
Not having a boner.
Better than what I'm doing now.
How douchey is it when dudes get vampire fangs?
It's pretty douchey.
It should be a law that I can knock them out.
Law. It's like, all right, I'll give them to you, but just so you know.
You have to knock them out.
This see, guy Steve over here can knock you out if you
see
ever
this
see
golf club? He's going to hit you in the mouth with it.
Yeah. That would be awesome.
I'd do it if I was skinny.
Imagine wrapping a
what,
fucking...
fangs?
If I was skinny, sure.
Why? No, what?
What?
Why? What?
No, you wouldn't.
You just turned
you
full
you're
queer.
You're gonna mock this dude for gauging his ears, but you want to get fat.
But you would get fat.
Why? How come if you're
no,
skinny?
No, you are not fucking around.
Nothing worse than a fat vampire, huh?
It's true.
Nothing worse.
Vampires actually originally were like fat and goblin-like.
So really? You know too much. You would seriously do that.
Not fair, right?
Matt, if fat we paid bread. For it, would you do
yeah,
it?
I fucked up.
You really would pay yeah. for it?
He would get the fake ones and just keep the money.
All right. Well, you guys, we have it recorded, and now history will tell.
Yes.
Matt made fun of me for gauging my ears when he would get a full-on fang so he can suck down more cheeseburgers.
More? Yeah, he could just suck the grease right out of the like cheeseburger. He could,
huh? Yeah. Four-inch fangs.
Well, actually, Matt, you sent me something that was on cracked.com.
Well, yeah. Actually, Matt, do you remember we went to high school with a vampire?
Did remember?
We? RF? Come on now.
Rob Feinstein?
No. Derek, you remember, right?
No, I remember.
He was?
Yeah.
No.
Yes.
Hang on. You guys know that vampires aren't real, right?
They are real. I knew a guy who swore that he was really a vampire.
Well, hey, if he swore.
He knew since he was 16 years old that he was born a vampire.
Was this on the internet?
No. He was actually another wrestler. And one day we're fucking with him. And we're like, oh, so do you ever fight any werewolves or anything? And he goes, all right, guys, that's not funny. Werewolves are real, except they're called lichens.
Lichens. That's like kind of true.
It was probably one of the most douchey exchanges I'd ever had with a human being in my life.
Isn't that they're called like Wolfenstein?
Lichens Wolfenstein. Are like fucking bacteria or something. Mitochondria
bacteria.
Or something.
Bacteria.
Lichen is a website for business people.
I liken that to something retarded.
Guys, stop being an asshole.
Lichens are composite organisms consisting of a fungus and a photosynthetic partner.
I'm hungry.
And also turns the average
but
werewolf.
But if it's a full moon, do they change into something?
I guess.
They change. Oh, you could probably do a good imitation of a werewolf.
Him?
Yeah.
No, I can't.
You have to. You can't skip a show for this.
Oh, lichan, like L-Y-C-A-N. Okay, I see. Lycanthrope.
It's not a false statement.
It's a lycanthrope. Oh.
Well, we have the 7 most pointlessly horrifying plastic surgery procedures.
Ooh.
Yes.
I actually didn't open this up on purpose so I can get it firsthand now.
Number 7, ear pointing.
Retarded.
for about $1,800.
What, like turning into an elf?
Live long and prosper.
Or a Vulcan?
Yes, you can.
I would
get,
actually do that.
Oh, Jesus.
I wouldn't get fangs, but I would put points on my ears.
I'm not making fun of you for having fangs.
Wow.
I mean, it looks good
actually,
on her.
It's actually kind of cute. Yeah. It matches her nose.
But if it's, yeah.
Like, I always fit, like, Legolas.
She looks like she got her nose done. Look
no, I
that.
Think it's the shadow.
Yeah, it's shadow. Yeah? Is Legolas his name?
Yes, Legolas.
I would, he was my favorite character in that movie. Because he was an elf and he had an awesome accent.
And he could walk on snow.
No, she's obviously.
I can too.
Her ear's kind of small initially. Where do they get that extra meat?
That I don't know.
I think they go off a cliff.
Did they like
they just turn it up?
They like, they just flatten your ear out.
I mean, I've seen pictures of the procedure, and it looks like they literally just fold your ear up like you would, like just like doing like this, like faking it.
They make it permanent.
They just cut it and just make.
I think they might add plastic to it.
I definitely would. I probably no. I definitely still go out with her.
I would.
Who wouldn't you go
honey,
out with?
Honey, just wear your hair down tonight.
Yeah.
There's a bunch of pictures on here. Mm-hmm.
Oh God! See, that's what it would look like with the gauge.
Oh, yeah, that's what I want.
You
like that
gross,
right there.
Disgusting fuck!
No, that's too big. I'm not going that big.
Yeah, this is.
Man, what a loser!
Look at that! People gauge their noses. Look at that!
Yeah, I know.
Horrible.
That's good wind flow, though.
These are the most pathetic people in the world.
Yeah, this is really sad.
This is
just
bad.
Completely modding your body.
Yeah.
Yeah, body modifications.
What kind of...
See, oh, wait, go up there. Scroll up. What
that's
kind
Steve.
Of... One, see the one right there on the left top?
This?
That's about as big as I'm going.
This?
Yeah.
What kind of doctor does
that
this?
That is a tiny little ear.
Some doctor in, like, the village.
Look how horrible that guy's tattoo
apartment.
Is on his face.
Yeah, I don't know. He's covering something up.
I thought you were going to get one of those.
a face tattoo?
Well, you're moving up your arm.
I wouldn't get a face tattoo.
You're running out of real estate.
Aren't you getting one on your neck or something?
Eventually, yeah.
Eventually.
Number six is a voice lift.
Mm-hmm.
But to change your voice box?
Yeah.
I could use that, actually.
The neck is cut open and implants are placed in the vocal cords. Sometimes fat is injected on the vocal cords also.
Let's go right ahead.
This might make your voice lower.
A voice lift sounds like
deeper
it would go
or higher.
Yeah,
I think it's supposed to make you sound younger.
Yeah, it is. It just said it'll make you sound younger. Yeah.
Is that what it says?
I guess, yeah.
It says I think I could use a voice lift.
It says you look 20 years younger on the phone.
See,
I'd rather talk like this.
Than talk like this.
I like the blue cheese.
You're going to like the way you sound. I guarantee it.
I just heard that commercial today.
Yeah.
I did too. Oh, my God. His voice is so gravelly.
For $3,500 to $7,000.
He sounds like Dr. Claw.
But the thing is, like, I would prefer to sound like that over what I sound like now.
I'll get you next time, Gadget. I guarantee I'll fit you better next time. Gadget, that suit's looking a little beat up. Old.
Number five is the toe tuck.
What?
Wait, hold on. Did you see the part about the fucking voice thing where it says that they use cadaver skin?
Yeah, I'm not a fan of anything cadaver going in me.
Yeah, I don't like that either.
Just kill me.
Side note, my mother just sent me frantic text messages asking me to bring her food home.
Mm. Frantic?
Yeah, like really like it seemed like,
Matthew,
like I'm going to die if you don't bring me food. Wow. Like that's,
well, she might. Maybe she hasn't eaten a couple
that's
days.
Why they got rid of the AR-17.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Very, very strange. I'd read them to you, but it's like not funny.
Okay.
It's not funny.
The toe tuck. This is getting your pinky toe cut off.
Yeah.
You don't need your pinky toe?
You don't really need it.
No, it's not the toe getting cut off. It's removing the bones.
The bone that sticks out?
Of the toe so that they could fit better in shoes.
Well, they can't just make shoes a little wider. They got to cut people's.
Not because the shoes look ugly.
Well, all these girls got the heeled shoes with the pointed end.
Yeah.
I like those.
Well, $2,000, you can get that done.
I don't like wearing them.
I like them too. I like them when they get shoot up my fucking butthole.
Yeah. And then they step on your balls.
Micropigmentation.
What's that mean? You gotta show me pictures. I don't know.
A tattoo that replaces makeup. So basically, you just get.
Well, Jamie's actually goofed around about having her eyebrows done.
Yeah, people do that. They get their eyebrows done. People actually get eyeliner done, permanent eyeliner.
Yeah, I had a teacher in high school who had her whole face done.
That's.
Her eyebrows weren't real. All of her makeup was tattooed on.
From $300 to $1,500.
Did you did everyone in unison call her an asshole every single day?
One, two, three, asshole.
No.
All right, guys.
She was. Other than that, she's kind of cool.
Oh. Oh, she sounds like an asshole.
She used to just give us the answers to everything.
Oh, great. Awesome.
Yeah, I love this.
Oh, getting you ready for your future where the government will give you everything.
We were on the way out anyway.
Oh.
I like how they actually, they didn't just do symmetrical eyebrows. They did what her eyebrows were.
Sure.
You see that?
Yeah.
Like the one on the left is like rounded and the other one's like pointed.
Yeah, what is up? Why are her eyebrows all fucked up?
Yeah, but why would the tattoo artist do that? Why wouldn't they just say, yeah, you know what? Let's make this symmetrical.
What if he makes it too high and you just look surprised forever?
They're a little more symmetrical.
Like what? What? Well, what?
Then,
what?
Well, then you can just get that part of your forehead cut off.
Might as well.
And get lowered.
And then you can just get your toe tucked and then add it to your forehead.
You know what the problem would be is when the other eyebrows do come through a little bit, then you'd have these like weird, like thick, lumpy eyebrows.
Yeah, but they'd never come through.
All right, this next one's ridiculous. The tongue patch.
Is this like the reptile look?
It is the patch that makes eating solid food so painful that the only nourishment possible is to take in liquid.
Mm-hmm. What? Let's see pictures.
That's really dumb.
Well, there's no real pictures of it, but...
I did see a picture of somebody that had their tongue tattooed.
That's ridiculous.
Yeah.
But, yeah, so it's for dietary reasons. So they just make it so if you eat food, your tongue will hurt.
Dietary reasons.
After just 7 days, a liquid-only diet can cause hair loss, fainting, gallstones, and comas.
Well, there you go. All beautiful symptoms.
So if you don't like your hair and don't like consciousness, this is great.
Yeah, it's a good idea.
That's my problem.
If you enjoy being
on a liquid diet, it just all fell out.
If you enjoy being lethargic.
Yeah. Number two is a knee lift.
Ooh, like to the gut? Like
Brutus?
Yeah. Brutus?
Or the
you got to slap your thigh a lot?
Yeah. Short knee? Like Jake the Snake did to Andre the Giant at WrestleMania 5 that temporarily knocked him out?
Yeah.
Wow.
I don't even know what a knee lift
Kalyukin.
Is. See, I got to try and like sift
Tiger
through.
Knee.
You know what? I know what this is. I watched Dr. Oz. Leave me alone.
That's fine.
Older women will begin to get the skin that sags over the top of their
sloppy knees.
Sloppy knees.
So they'll get that removed? Tightened up.
Okay.
So they can get on their knees again and suck that D.
Suck that fresh young D.
Slapping it up.
Number one, prosthetic testicles.
Oh.
Ooh.
For your dog.
Oh. I was going to say Steve might want to use them.
No.
Why?
Because I thought you said you don't like your
no,
balls.
I enjoy that I have tiny testicles.
Oh.
Yeah, they don't go
crunch
into
them
the
all the time. Yeah.
I
don't
wag
my ass
sitting
with them.
On them.
Can you bring up the accompanying picture of the dog ball prosthesis?
See, I've never had the
prosthesis.
Why? Oh my god! You got. You guys sit on your own balls.
Yeah.
Some days, like I'll go into work and I'll like plop down on my seat and I'll just be like, "Oh fuck!"
See, I've never
you'll
had
catch
that
like
happen,
the one
ever.
Ball under you.
It can't.
And you gotta like stand up and like. Pop them up.
Yeah. And nobody understands.
No. You got to have
the
balls.
What are you doing?
You got to have the sack.
So these are little balls that you put in your dog if they get neutered.
To make them look like
they
still have
balls.
To make them
look like they still got fucking balls.
Wow.
For $109 to $1,800.
You know what's funny about this in an art aspect of it? When you draw animals, you don't draw their genitalia.
Oh, I do all the time. That's what I start with.
That's what you base the size
just
of the
do,
animal
yeah.
on.
Just
you're like, I'm gonna make
fucking
this
fucking wet lipstick dick,
big dangly dick. Yeah. And yeah, think about that. Like, why would you want to add balls to your animal after you neuter them? Nobody wants to look at your dog's balls.
That's why Spud McKenzie was a girl.
I would glue them to my chin.
I want
though.
A big dog dick hanging out.
Big dog
Budweiser
dick
commercial.
Here you go.
That's the name of the show. Big dog dick.
Big dick dog.
Yeah.
They call them nudicles.
Yes, nudicles.
Nudicles business is going so well that they actually offer pretendables in several different sizes.
Pretendables.
Several different sizes and textures.
What?
Which means that people out there choosing prosthetic pet testicles based on which one they believe will feel better inside their pet's sack.
Could you put like
this doesn't feel like dog balls.
Could you put like cheese balls in them so they smell a little bit more like fucking balls?
It emits an aroma of dog
cheese.
Ball. Cheesy dog ball.
First show
cheesy
is,
dog ball.
The first show is Dorito dust, and this one can be a cheese ball.
Cheesy dog ball. Well, anyway. So that's that.
That's all it was? That was all seven?
That's it. That's all seven.
burned right through the seven.
Mm. A kindergartner in Pennsylvania has been suspended for telling somebody that she was going to shoot them with a bubble gun.
Mm-hmm.
5-year-old Pennsylvania girl who told another girl she was going to shoot her with a pink toy gun that blows soapy bubbles has been suspended from kindergarten.
Okay.
That's dumb.
Is it going to be a ban on bubble guns?
Yeah, I guess, but so.
It sounds like a conspiracy to me.
Her family.
They didn't really have
them. Yeah, they didn't really have them.
Soapy assault weapons are now banned.
That's right.
Soapy. No more than 12 bubbles in that fucking.
That's right. That's it. The family has hired an attorney to fight the punishment.
Is the attorney?
Which was initially 10 days. But was reduced to 2. Oh, excuse me.
Are we keeping you up?
Yeah, you are, actually. It's pretty late.
Yeah, we got
on a Wednesday night. That's you got to go get your mom food?
Yeah.
Yay!
But I also have to go to Yesterkids and set up some stuff for the tournament this weekend.
Oh. This weekend.
I can't do it during the week, so I have to do it.
You're just like tonight. Fucking booked.
I am, dude. It's getting pretty tough.
So tell us more about this tournament.
Yeah, go on.
Oh, we can finish the story first.
No, that's pretty much it.
All right, anyway, fuck that.
Soapy bitch threatens with some bubbles.
I just want to know what the lawyer's last name is.
They didn't say.
Witness.
Mouskowitz.
Matt? Mouskowitz. Saturday night, January 26th, at Yestercades in Red Bank, New Jersey.
Is that next weekend?
That's just a couple of days from now.
It's only 6 days from now.
That's the day I'm going to the beard thing.
I'll see you.
6 days? But it's Thursday.
Oh, I'm sorry, 2 days from now.
Yeah, where are you?
1 day from now.
Man, you really are working hard.
Man, I'm losing track of the days here. It's the 24th, so.
Chocolate.
yeah, it's a Mortal Kombat tournament that I'll be running. We got about 50 people coming, and it's going to be a lot of fun. There's also going to be free Pizza Hut.
What? Ooh. Pizza Hut?
Courtesy of me.
Ooh.
Pizza Hut. Pizza
Thanks.
Who?
Come on aboard.
Thanks to Kevin for hooking me up.
No, I'm not saying.
Because he knows one of the managers there.
Oh, he knows them.
Getting me a deal for $8 large pies with one topping.
Wow.
That's not bad.
That is not bad at all.
As they say. Yeah.
And just think, if this was 1997, you'd get them all for free.
That's true.
Not that I'm, times are different.
Mm-hmm. You saying my hookup's not good?
Back in the day, Mandolfo paid for them.
Mandolfo. Oh, my God.
This one's on Mandolfo.
This one's on Mandolfo. Those poor fuckers.
So, if you're a big nerd and you're listening to the Aristocrats right now and you like yourself some Mortal Kombat.
And pizza.
And Pizza Hut.
Why don't you put up the Yesterkade symbol?
There's going to be... there's going to be a Mortal Kombat tournament and we might do a couple of older side games on the arcade.
I just want to say, I was in Yesterkade last night and I love that place.
It's fucking awesome.
It really is. It's just a really cool hangout. You still haven't gone?
For nothing but good things. It's right around the corner from the day job, but...
I sat on the big leather couch. I hooked up the old Nintendo. I was playing Super Mario 3. It was like a little slice of heaven.
It's classic.
Yeah, and you said that it actually had a glitch at some point. And I saw Ken.
I wasn't going to bring that up, but yeah.
Well,
because I was sitting there going
he took care of it.
I was like, oh, I gotta get one of these old Nintendos, like because the original controller and everything. Mm. It just feels
big
right.
Box controller.
Yeah, and then as I'm playing, I get to like level. It was halfway through, almost at the end of level 2, and it just shuts off. And did the whole flashing thing. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, oh, this is why I don't want one. And I just rolled it up.
Forgot
and
about
it
this.
Now,
Ken actually replaces the cartridge slot on Nintendo's.
Do you have to pay?
I don't pay.
I do.
I only paid twice. Well, actually, you probably wouldn't have to.
I don't want to.
Yeah.
I have no problem. It was $13. I was there for over an hour.
Big deal.
Yeah, to play. And all the games are free play. So you don't have to pay no quarters or anything.
Yeah,
like
how
that.
Many credits did you use on WrestleFest?
A lot.
you probably spent $3 or $4 just on the one game.
Easily.
So.
And the Addams Family. I would
well, next time you go, I'd like an invite.
Okay.
I sent it to you. I don't know why it didn't go through. iMessage has been really weird lately.
Send it right
as
now.
You know.
So
send it right now.
Anyway, some of the best players in the world.
World.
In the world. The
including
two, the highest
Iwashock.
National rank. Yeah. I don't go by that anymore.
Oh, okay.
The highest nationally ranked players for Mortal Kombat. They've won a combined $40,000 in the last year. Just winning Mortal Kombat tournaments.
That's double my annual salary.
Wow. Double.
What?
Yeah, I don't make a lot of money, guys.
You should start playing video games.
I should.
Yeah.
So if you're not into the whole Mortal Kombat thing and you want something to do Saturday night and you're in the Brick, New Jersey area.
Oh.
Let's see where this
I will
is
be
going.
Performing for Funkified Wrestling Federation.
Funkified, the worst name for a wrestling federation Funkified. Ever in the world. I don't mean to put down
it means
your,
well though.
I'm sure they do.
And
you wouldn't be working for them if they didn't name well.
Bad. But yeah, come see some
of
the...
You wouldn't be working for him if he wasn't totally coerced into doing
come
it.
Come see some of the most mediocre wrestling stars there are.
Wow.
And then me.
Oh.
Yeah.
Who's there's
the
Kev.
Who's the name?
That's a good question.
You don't know? Do they have
I
a
don't
name?
Fucking clue. They probably do. I can tell you in 2 seconds. But Hooper
two
Avenue, Brick, New Jersey. Tickets, I think, are $19 for kids, $21 for adults.
That's a lot of fucking money.
It is a lot of money, but you're getting to see me, which is awesome.
That is,
I'm
that is totally
a little bit of
that.
The website.
I'm
going to
hump
here.
A guy's face.
I will not be there. So if you are listening and not a fan of Mortal Kombat or professional wrestling,
mm-hmm. which I'm not of the either, so go on.
I am going to a burlesque, a beard competition, and a pub crawl.
Wow. Okay. This is in Asbury Park, New Jersey, I understand.
At the Asbury Lanes.
Asbury Lanes in Asbury Park, New Jersey.
Matt Hardy and Balls Mahoney.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Not bad. Yeah.
He had a different name on the local poster. What was it?
Testicle Mahoney.
They've given him a few.
It was like something Ball
it
Mahoney.
It was Beach Chair Balls Mahoney,
was
they
it?
Called
yeah,
him.
Beach yeah, Beach Balls.
It was something like that.
Chair
like,
Swinging John.
John Cajones, he's been called.
John
because. Because WWE technically owns the name Balls Mahoney,
oh, really?
So he can't actually use it.
Wow, they...
They bought it from him?
No, they when they bought the rights
wait,
to ECW...
Wait, ECW owned the name Balls Mahoney?
No, but when all the guys came to work for Vince, he owned their names from then. No.
He actually would... He would have had to purchase that name from Balls.
Not necessarily.
No.
Well,
no,
ECW didn't own that name.
ECW didn't own the name, but if Balls didn't actually own the name either.
He inherits it?
Yeah. That's why the Dudleys aren't the Dudleys. That's why Vince bought all these guys' names.
He pretty much said, if you want to work here, I own the name.
Yeah, okay. So, yeah, if he wanted to be called Balls, then Vince had to own it. That's how it worked.
Yeah.
Okay, that makes sense.
You can come here and work, but I own your gimmick.
Well, that could be it. Or he could have just looked into it and said, wow, none of these guys own their names.
Yeah. They just bought them
click,
all.
Click, 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 click.
Wow, these guys are idiots.
Which is feasible.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, anyway, we got to get out of here. It's been a wonderful
Thursday.
Wednesday night.
Wednesday.
This will be up tomorrow, which is Thursday morning.
Tomorrow's Thursday.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
A lot of fun.
Friday.
We got to get this timeline thing down.
Yeah, I don't know. So aristocratsradio.com is the website. CWERadio.com is where we stream from. Thank you very much for having us.
The Thursday is a lie.
The cake is a lie.
By the way, Derek, I'm going to need that Aristocrats t-shirt.
Why?
Oh, right.
It's Derek's.
The extra large one.
Yeah.
Because I want to wear it to the thing.
Okay.
Where's yours?
I never got an extra large. I had a medium, and that's way too tight now.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Now?
Whoa.
I can't imagine it was ever fitting you.
Whoa. Well, it did fit me when I had it.
Really?
Originally.
Did you gain weight?
Well, it wasn't washed before that.
Oh, you washed it.
Then I washed it, then I gained weight.
They were pre-washed.
Well, I don't know.
They're a little tight, though. They're a little young.
I never even got one.
They're like Dickie pants.
Huh?
Like, my jeans that I wear are 38 waist.
Yeah.
And that's loose. But my... work pants are 40s Dickies and they're tight.
Yeah, Dickies. They have little things on the side you can let them out.
In the inside?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, it's called like a zipper. Stitching. Lets you let your dickie out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't
know. There's like stitching.
Get it, man?
Most of them did. They had stitching on the side that you can let out and it'll open up a little bit. Excuse me.
Oh, wow. I should check that out then.
Yeah, check it out. They used to have it at least when
even their shirts are too small.
Yeah, this is an XL. That's me. Finally.
Yeah, so all right,
Ken's texting me. I gotta go.
All right. See you guys later.
Gotta go, guys. Gotta go.